I apologize that I don't have the date of the next comment or two. I'm not sure whether they were played previously because somehow or other the date is obscured, but I wanted to play it anyway, so you'll forgive me if it's a duplication of an earlier commentary.
Very pleased to have with us once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Atzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. We read yesterday how Moshe was given the commandment to establish Orei Miklot, cities of refuge, for the Israelites who would eventually enter the Promised Land. Jewish law allowed the perpetrator of an unpremeditated homicide to flee to one of these cities and take refuge there from the avenging relatives of the slain person. No one was allowed to harm him in the city. Wide, well-paved roads led to the cities of refuge to facilitate the fugitives reaching safety. At the crossroads were posted large signs reading, Miklot, Miklot, refuge, pointing to in the right direction. The Torah is eternal. Its narratives and its laws are always relevant and speak a clear message in each and every generation. Although the laws of the cities of refuge themselves are not presently applicable, they have a vital and relevant message for all of us. Many Jews find themselves today at a crossroads with paths leading in opposite directions, stretched out invitingly before them. One path, the observance of the Torah and its precepts, leading to a happy and fulfilled life, both spiritually and materially. The opposite path, devoid of Torah and mitzvahs, leading to assimilation and ultimately to frustration, discontent, and unhappiness. It is our duty to go out to these crossroads, to approach the Jews who stand there in bewilderment, not knowing in which direction to go, and shout to them, refuge, refuge, go to the right. Take the path that leads to the cities of refuge. There you will find a haven of refuge from the avenger, the tempter, the Yetzirah, the evil inclination who wish to bring about your spiritual impoverishment and downfall. Don't, God forbid, take the path to the left, which leads to spiritual degradation. However, some of us are unwilling to act as guides to our less informed fellow Jews, for in order to do so, we must come down to their level. Moreover, there always remains the danger that we may ourselves become influenced by our friends. We do not want to be signposts, since this entails leaving the purity of our homes and standing continually at the crossroads. Nevertheless, it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to be signposts, for precisely in this way do we bring to fulfillment the purpose of our creation. As the Baal Shem Tov said, a soul may be caused to descend to this world and to live 70 or 80 years with the sole ultimate purpose of helping just one other Jew, materially and especially spiritually. Just as every Jew is obligated to help his fellow in material matters, even the greatest pauper can find a way to give charity to his neighbor. So also in spiritual matters are we all duty-bound to help and guide our less informed brethren. We should always be standing ready at the crossroads to guide our less informed fellow Jews to the path that leads to the cities of refuge of the Torah, the path to a synagogue, the path to a kosher home, and the path to a full Torah education for our children. Thank you.